Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off.
Good morning. The way you move your body got me so turned up. 7:14, Brock, Hunter.
And Lil Jon.
Yeah, you can't forget him.
Got Lil Jon, or would it be Lil Jon from Men in Tights? Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
Lil Jon.
Great movie. Great movie, Men in Tights. Fantastic.
Hey, I wanted to share something real quick I saw on Facebook the other day. I thought it was hilarious, and I just thought of it. What did it read? It read something as, dude, she would be so much hotter if she had longer eyelashes. Said no guy ever.
You're not a fan of the big fake butterfly eyelashes?
Dude, some of these things you can dust the house with. I'm serious. What are you going for? Here's the thing, ladies. You put them on, right? And then do the mirror thing where you turn sideways. If it looks like you're wearing a hat, like a billed hat, you need to readjust. You need to shorten them up a little bit.
Does your wife ever glue on the fake eyelashes?
I don't think she does. And not the glue ones. Maybe. I don't know what she does.
Kiki recently got these ones, and they're not like big by any means, but what she does is she glues on a magnetic strip, like a thin magnetic strip.
Yeah, so they're like interchangeable. Huh?
And yeah, so then and they just like right on, and apparently holds better than just gluing it on. But I don't know.
What
I just
like in the middle of dinner, like she just took one off and like took her shirt and like, you know, like her glasses, you know, like rubbed it up. Yeah.
And then put it back on.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Oh, I got something in my eyelash. Hold on. Pop it off. Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be kind of nice, actually, though.
Yeah.
Especially the eyelash. You ever had your eyelashes like cross? You can't figure it out.
Oh, yeah. When you get that
poke
like
in your eye.
Well, the one corner that gets like hung up on the bottom side. And then you can't. Yeah, for sure. Maybe we're missing something here, Hunter, with the big fake eyelashes.
Dude, she'd be so much hotter if she had longer eyelashes. Said no guy ever.
Boy, you know what? Cindy Crawford's a real babe, but geez, there's something missing. You know what it is? Fake eyelashes. It's not like you're fooling anybody with them either.
You're
like,
not.
No one looks at those and like, oh, wow, those are big natural eyelashes. That's amazing.
I bought these and they were supposed to be for my car, but I ended up putting them on myself.
Oh, you look gorgeous. Honey, you look beautiful. You're glowing. I love it. I've never been more attracted to you than now with those big fake eyelashes. Yeah.
Sorry, small rant. I saw that on Facebook.
Very interesting. Yeah, it's true. I guess I never really put much thought into it, but now I'm going to think a lot about big fake eyelashes. So
damn, look at those things.
Look at those. So big, thick eyelashes.
All right. I like fan people off in church with those things. It's hot in here.
You got some palm fronds glued to your face. This is great. Anyway, okay, that was a very random fact. And do I just segue and say, okay, now morning dump?
Yep.
Okay, let's do it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
What? As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it! Pumpthatseptic.com. A new study shows that power naps are good for your health. Researchers say that a 90-minute nap can boost your motor skills and memory. After a short nap, your brain recharges and allows you to complete physical and mental tasks more quickly and effectively. I've been saying this for years, all right? I'm a huge fan of the nap.
What's the cutoff from a nap to an actual just sleep?
90 minutes, I think, is what it is.
Is it 90 minutes?
Actually, I'm really happy that this says 90 minutes because there's some days. Like, actually, yesterday, me and my daughter took a two-hour nap, okay? Now, granted, that's a little bit longer. And I justified it by saying that my daughter needed the nap, okay? And I slept the whole time, okay? And I woke up refreshed.
You're just using everything. Right.
Well,
she was tired, so I got to, you know.
I was tired, right?
Wait a second. You're really benefiting from this.
She needs a new diaper. I need a new diaper. It's amazing. I think naps, we need to embrace it as a society. I think we all realize that naps are good for us, all right? There's a reason why when kids are cranky, we say, all right, someone needs a nap. Why don't adults get to have naps. That's adults should be able to have naps more than kids, all right? Because we're out there.
Here's the thing with me, though. The 90-minute nap. I can definitely take the 90-minute nap. I'll be honest. But, dude, when I wake up from that 90-minute nap, I'm not even in this world. Dude, yeah. I have that look on my face. It's just pure confusion. I'm thinking about my dream because I dream hard then.
Yeah.
For, like, the next hour. Where am I? The wife's looking at me like a zombie. She's not even here.
She's looking at you like, oh, it must be nice taking a nap during the day, you bum.
You kind of got that slight headache going.
Just in a daze. I'm done apologizing for my naps. If anyone calls me and I'm asleep and I miss it, don't try and guilt me and say, oh, well, were you taking a nap? You know what? I was, you jerk, and it was fantastic. Don't be mad at me because your life choices didn't allow you to take a nap in the middle of the day when the sun is warm, okay? I'm like a cat.
Brock at 35 years old is already sleeping upright in his lazy boy.
You know what?
With his mouth open.
What kills me is that they don't make those little red and blue fold out and nap mats for adults. Oh, yeah. They're not big enough.
You got pre-kindergarten.
You had it strapped to the back of your backpack. Like, oh, this is going to be great, man. We're going to nap later. This is fantastic. That's what they need to do. That's going to be my billion-dollar idea is adult-size
mat naps,
blue and nap red. And why were they always blue and red? Why was that the color that they went with for the nap mats?
I guess
it works out. And then we're opposite sides. It's like where one day you need red, one day you need blue. I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. Never figured it out. Lastly, Kim Kardashian helped solve a 10-year-old crime mystery. And like almost everything else, she did it with her boobs. That's right. A chesty picture taken at the 2018 Met Gala helped crack an art thief.
What?
All right. So she's in a gold dress standing next to a gold ancient Egyptian coffin. Turns out it was stolen and illegally sold to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So because of the picture, detectives like, wait, hold on, wait a minute. That's the coffin that was stolen. That's right.
So they put two and two together because of the picture.
That's right. Because Kim Kardashian stood next there showing off the only assets that people care about. They were able to solve a 10-year-old crime. Boom.
I mean, dude, you know what? Good. I'm glad. I'm glad they solved the crime. But Kim, you had nothing to do with it. You were just at the right place. It could have been anybody.
You know what it was? It wasn't a detective. It was some pervy guy who's actually he's really into old cold case crimes.
Yeah.
It's some guy who was in his underwear in his basement like, oh, yeah, here's another good pick. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm pretty sure that was the stolen coffin. And then, boom. Crime was solved because there was a perverted guy in his underwear in his basement who actually also liked solving old crimes. That's all it was. That's what it was. Yep.
Golden coffin, though, huh?
It was an Egyptian, like a sarcophagus, if you will, right? Isn't that what it's called?
I have no idea.
Hey, at what point does grave robbing turn into archaeology? That's the question, right?
That's a good question. Wait a second.
That's
a great question.
Does grave robbing turn into archaeology, right? There's got to be a line, right?
Because it's a coffin. If it's surrounded by a coffin, don't touch it.
If it's in a pyramid, it's archaeology. If it's in a cemetery down the street from your house, it's grave robbing.
That's a good point.
Some guy comes out, hey! What are you guys? You guys grave robbing? No. We're archaeologists. It's fine.
Yeah, we're just digging, man. Looking for bones, you know?
Looking for old stuff. It's cool. Okay.
It's kind of like the same question. When does prostitution or what is it? Yeah. When you start filming it, it's not prostitution.
Yeah.
What?
Where's the line? Or is it at taking pictures?
It's a weird line.
Or is it when the red light's on and they say action? Like, where's it at? Where's it at? Anyway. All right, so what do we got? We got naps are awesome, and Kim Kardashian, a perv in his basement in his underwear solved a 10-year-old crime because he was...
Kim just happened to be there.
She just happened to be there with her boobs and her butt and the only thing we care about. All right, that is your Morning Dump. We'll be back.